Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. We are studying Paul's little letter to Titus and gleaning some grace truths, nuggets of gold out of this book. We're in the qualifications for elders, the seventh verse, where Paul says, for a bishop, or an elder, an overseer, all using the same word, must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money. I want to, we dealt with the sixth verse yesterday. I want to deal a little bit with this phrase, blameless as a steward of God. We dealt with the blameless in verse 6. Not self-willed. Now, as a steward of God is that in regards to what he does as a bishop, the following qualification should be a part of his leadership characteristics. Not self-willed. I'm reading from the New King James, which is not entirely accurate in this verse out of the Greek. It has its moments, but this one, this is a little bit of a mistranslation, at least in regards to the way we see the phrase self-willed. When I see self-willed, I think that it's a man who wants to do what he wants to do. And a lot of times people would read self-willed and we'd go right over it and say, well, that's true. A man shouldn't want to do what he wants to do. He ought to do what the Lord wants him to do. But my issue is with that is that you are a spirit man. You're not in the flesh. You're in the spirit. Paul said in Romans 8, if Christ be in you, you are in the spirit, which means that you're not constantly contrasting your will against God's. You are not in this daily cosmic battle where God wants you to do his will and you want to do your will. I know that's popular to say, but what that's done is caused a lot of Christians grief because they don't know what the will of God is. They keep waiting on some physical, tangible sign to teach them the will of God versus their own will. And this is why they're terrible decision makers. They go into every situation and say, God, what should I do? And then we start looking for physical signs. God, make this happen if you want me to do this, but make this happen if you don't want me to do it. And we've actually made huge life decisions based upon silly intangibles that fell at the right time, you know, which is terrible. Instead of just following our spirit, because we don't trust our spirit, we say, well, that was me. That wasn't the Holy Ghost. That was just what I wanted to do. And I believe that you're always living by the green light of the Holy Spirit until the Holy Spirit shakes your peace. And then why would you want to go into an area where you don't have the peace of the Holy Spirit? So self-willed is not that definition. When he says in 1 and 7 that the elder should not be self-willed, it's the word arrogant. The bishop should not be arrogant in the carrying out of his duties. Well, that's something else altogether, because I don't know about you, but I have seen an enormous amount of arrogance in overseers in the church. In fact, there's in a lot of circles, there's almost a sense that arrogance must have been on the resume requirement, because it's difficult to find leaders who are both humble servants and authoritative leaders. But I believe that in the message of grace, we're seeing more and more of them. One of the things I've been so impressed with in my travels around the world amongst grace people, particularly grace leaders, is that you can't always tell who the speaker is in the room until it's time to start speaking, because there's not that aura of personality. Thank God we're seeing the heroes on the pedestal knocked off the pedestal without them having to have some tragic, sinful fall. But rather, we're just taking them down off the pedestal, realizing that it's not men and women who are changing us. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory. There's no room for arrogance. What have we done? There's no room for boasting, Paul said. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Out of that flows the beauty of his grace. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.